In West Africa, the Ebola virus has proven deadly to doctors and nurses. Healthcare systems in Liberia and Sierra Leone collapsed this summer. Most hospitals in the Liberian capital, Monrovia, shut down. That city's JFK hospital remained closed for a month after several doctors died. We're going to hear now about the facility's new start. It's reopened, but as NPR's Jason Beaubien reports, it is not treating Ebola patients. In fact, the staff is taking extraordinary measures to keep the virus out.
The JFK Hospital is the largest public hospital in Liberia. It has a trauma unit and a large maternity ward and an outpatient clinic that serves hundreds of patients a day. It now also has a triage unit in its driveway to detect patients with Ebola and divert them to another facility.
It looked like they may have a patient in that car. Is that a patient?
Dr. Vanny McDonald is the general administrator of JFK. She's standing just inside the hospital fence.
Right now, for infection control and just trying to contain this, we have all patients coming through this gate now.
People who arrive on foot or motorcycle are sent to a triage station under an awning to the left of the driveway. Anyone who arrives in a car or an ambulance is screened by a nurse right at the vehicle. If there's any suspicion that someone is sick with Ebola, the nurses immediately call a doctor.
The chief makes the decision for the next move. Do they enter this hospital, the women's hospital, or will go? Do they go this way or do they make a U-turn to go to a treatment center?
By treatment center, she means an Ebola treatment center. The policy at JFK is that if there's any suspicion that the patient could have the virus, they turn them around at the gate and send them to one of the dedicated Ebola hospitals. Dr. McDonald says the epidemic has forced this general hospital to completely change how it operates. Even once the patients get past the initial triage, they're still treated as possible carriers of Ebola. The cleaning staff wear impermeable raincoats, face masks, hoods, and thick rubber gloves, even in the tropical heat. The midwives don full protective gowns, some even with goggles, just to take women's vital signs during routine checkups. The neonatal ward has been split with babies from women who are known to the hospital staff in one area and those who are unknown and thus suspect in another. Dr. McDonald says in this time of Ebola, the staff have to be incredibly careful all the time.
Because if we miss and a patient gets up here and then it's real Ebola, it's helter-skelter, staff panic, they run, we got to close down, we got to spray. It's an economic cost and you're trying to rebuild morale.
Keeping staff vigilant is one of the challenges as this epidemic drags on.
And it's very tough because you forget, you know, you easily forget.
Helena Balazé-Soix, a nurse at the hospital, says healthcare workers need to constantly check their protective gear and make sure they don't come in contact with the bodily fluids of anyone.
It's not something you say, okay, I got to go back and correct it. You're dead. Okay, that's what we're dealing with.
This hospital knows this all too well. Last week, the head of the obstetrics and gynecology department died of Ebola. Earlier, JFK also lost its top HIV physician, the director of the emergency unit, and a physician's assistant to the disease. Balazé-Soix says everyone who works at the facility is terrified of Ebola. She views this as a good thing because it keeps them on their toes. Dr. McDonald says screening patients rigorously before they can enter the hospital remains the institution's best defense. But she says the screening needs to be more than just taking patients' temperatures. They may not have a fever because they've taken over-the-counter medication.
One of the strategies now we have employed is to listen to the story. You know, what I've told my staff is that let them tell you the story in our Liberian vernacular. You empathize. What's wrong? How can we help you? What, you know, because if you go by that checklist, do you have fever? Are you vomiting? Everything is denied.
If the person is coming from an area that's had a lot of Ebola cases, or if they've had several deaths in their family recently, those are red flags for McDonald. She says sometimes that information can identify an Ebola suspect better than a thermometer or any checklist of self-reported symptoms. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Monrovia.